Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in operations. Looking at the official clock, it's 11 o'clock Eastern, and this is your update on Hurricane Michael. On satellite here, you start seeing that classic structure indicating, you know, just a better structure indicating sometimes a little strengthening, and that's what we're finding. We do have aircraft out there looking at it, and the latest information that we do have, 110-mile-an-hour winds moving north at 12 miles an hour. So gradually still strengthening with time, and in this forecast, we do expect further strengthening in the Gulf as the waters are warm and the atmosphere is allowing more development. Could become a Category 3 hurricane, about 120 mile an hour by the time it makes landfall. But the thing to remember, the winds are much larger than just the center. You got to focus on that because we are looking at the latest information. About 185 miles away from the center, we still have tropical storm force winds. So you can't think of it as a center. You have to think of it as a swath of winds. The hurricane force winds stretching about 40 miles from the center. With time, this is going to cause some issues because we're still a hurricane inland, and then even into portions of Georgia and the Carolinas, still a tropical storm. So if you add that rain, plus you add all that wind, you're going to knock down a lot of trees and have some significant power outages in some cases for a long period of time. So that's one of the impacts that we are looking at with this storm. And really further in time, we're getting the rainfall. We're starting to see those rain bands as early as tonight and definitely into tomorrow, start seeing these rain bands come ashore. And that could cause some of the highest winds. You can see some of the large rainfall rates right along the center and to the right-hand side. 6 to 10 inches of rain in some places, and this is from our Weather Prediction Center coming up with these values. Some places could see 12 inches of rain before it's said and done. So flash flooding, some ponding of that water, rivers are going to continue to be an issue in these areas. So rainfall and wind, a couple of the impacts. The other one is storm surge we've been talking about, and significant storm surge with a storm like this. This is just a part of the Gulf that has significant issues associated with storm surge, where the water gets trapped in some of these areas. 8 to 12 foot is possible. In some places, this is a potential inundation above ground. So we look at that. Not every place, but it's really where the water can get trapped potentially. But even away from the center, look at this, 2 to 4 feet as far as Pensacola and also the Tampa area, 2 to 4 feet as well. So we need to be watching out for this because it's not just a coastal issue. When you really start looking into the details, you can start seeing that the water is pushed inland. And we really concentrate on that because it's very life-threatening. When you look at this, half the fatalities in tropical systems is the storm surge, water in total, 90%. So we got to watch out for this water and also the winds, of course. But look, the barrier islands get inundated. You continue to push the water in. This is just one example. East Bay, and you look at Apalachicola. These rivers normally would drain the water out from the rain, but what happens is the surge pushes inland, and the red area here is the potential of greater than 9 feet. So even well inland, look at these areas here. You could be 10, 11, 12, 15 miles inland and still see some of this storm surge. And some of the areas that we are looking at, you continue to look at places like Occlokony Bay and look at these rivers. Look how far inland you can see some of this water. So if you are inland, think about this. It's not just a coastal problem. You can have a lot of issues associated with water well inland. Listen to the local officials. Today's the day to get ready. Tonight we start seeing some of those winds and start getting those bands in. So be ready today. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.